first of all, just give me what you found out. For example, what about the governor and lieutenant governor? How did they get paid for their health insurance?
What we found out, Kurt, was that all state employees, including the governor and all the other statewide elected officials and all the members of the legislature, for that matter, are covered by what is considered to be an extremely generous basic health care policy.
And by extremely generous, how does this compare to what other states provide to similar positions?
Well, the benefits are good. In the best plans, they would be characterized as gold-plated, maybe even platinum plans. But what's really striking about the state's programs is that the state covers the entire cost of the premium, not only for the employee, but also for members of his families.
You talked about the plan that most have selected as being a fairly high-level plan. So that would be more expensive then than some of the other options. Is that true?
Yeah. If you're a state employee and you sign up only for yourself, you get a benefit of allowance of about $7,400 a year. That high option plan, Health Choice High, costs somewhere around $6,000 a year. Some of the other plans are a little bit cheaper. If you've got a spouse and two kids, you get nearly $20,000 a year. That Health Choice High plan would cost your family $18,100.
I know that some state workers have said that one of the reasons their benefits are so positive or their benefits are so good is because they haven't had pay raises in a long time. Their pay may not be as good as if they're in private sector. Did your story look at any of those arguments?
Yes, it did. In fact, I'm glad you raised that point because I've got a daughter, Kurt, who is a public school teacher. I've got a good friend who works for the county. I've got another good friend who works for DHS. They're all going to hate me for writing this story because if you look only at benefits, it appears that state workers have a very cushy situation. If you look at the entire picture, they haven't had an across-the-board raise since 2006, and they work long hours.
Did you hear from any state lawmakers?
Some members said, you know, it isn't fair that we turn down coverage for poor people when we have these Cadillac plans that we get the benefit of. Others said two different issues. The answer isn't to just sign more and more people up for tax-financed insurance. The answer is to create new incentives to help everybody keep their costs lower. Some people will argue that it's unfair that those elected officials who get to decide whether tax money should be used to help poor people get insurance when they don't have it currently have the benefit of these very generous taxpayer-financed insurance policies.
Warren Veith with Oklahoma Watch, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.